Okay, I've learned something new today, Dennis. I
Oh,
can take the pre-order, get all your information in. So all you have to do is give us a call. You'll be in our system, and all we have to do is just choose a date. Would that be good?
I didn't quite get
And
that.
we, okay,
Well,
this is what we, all right, let me go back.
you're gonna set me up now.
I'm going to set you almost all the way up except for making the appointment. We will never take any money out of your account. We won't do anything, but you'll be pre-ordered. So we'll get a list, or you give me a call around the 15th of February. We'll just go in our system. We'll say, okay, we got a date for here and get you scheduled.
All right,
So,
so I will have to phone you in February.
yes, or actually, we're going to run a report and we'll be making outbound calls saying, oh, we're in your area now. Would you like to make an appointment? That's really probably what's going to happen because I've already done those kind of calls. So I said, oh, now I know the reason how I get that form because I didn't think I could take your order without making an appointment. But I can take all your information, have you set up in the system, and then all you have to do when the time comes, answer the phone, and we'll say, when do you want to make your appointment?
All
Or
right.
you can wait until then, and then we can make your appointment, whichever you would like to do.
Well, let's do as much as we can right now.
Okay, let's do that. All right. So let me get in here. We're at home. Okay, and did you want to do the 1 gig of fiber for the
I'm sorry.
$79.99? The most question is, do you do like work from home where you're doing like video conferencing?
I do work from home.
Okay, would you like to do the 2 gig? It's $99.99, but if you do the auto pay, it's $89.99 a month for 2 years.
I'd like to do the 1 gig. I think
The
that would
one
be enough.
gig?
Yes.
Okay, that would work. Do you need a landline or want to keep the phone number you have and only pay $24.99 a month?
I'm going to keep the phone number I have.
Okay, do you want to do you pay more than $24.99 a month?
I don't know. I just know that I want to keep the one I've got because it's been so reliable.
Oh, okay. I was saying that works for me. I'm not that's not an issue at all. If you change your mind before we do your install, and you say, you know what, I want to keep my phone number, I only want to pay $24.99, let us know because there'll be no cost for the install.
All
Okay.
right. Is this
So just in
possible?
case you're like you find out, oh yeah, my bill is like $80 or 50, you know, whatever a month for my phone or
What if I, a year from now, decide I'd like to give up my Frontier landline and go with the Archtop landline?
Then you may have like a $150 install and a service. So it'd be
Oh.
costly. Like you wouldn't
Well,
want to do it at that point.
I probably wouldn't. So I think I'll just stick with Frontier.
Okay. No issue. I know Frontier's been in Rhinebeck forever. So I completely understand. And if you're and what's nice about it is if the electric goes out, you still have a landline. So understandable.
Right.
Okay, and you own your own home?
Yes.
And your billing and mailing address are the same?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and we have. Yes. DAALN. Do you have an email, Dennis?
Yes, bulletpark@AOL.com.
Mom, what is it called?
Bullet Park, you know, like bullets, like you put in a gun.
Oh, cool.
Park, like Central
Well,
Park, New York.
all right. Is it with an S with bullets? Park?
Bullet
Or just
Park.
bullet, no plural. Park at AOL. Oh,
Right.
you got it. Okay, and I have your phone number as 845-876-5736. Is it okay that we leave messages on your phone about your like an appointment, an install, or anything that was going on with your service, but never any advertising?
That's fine if you
Okay.
leave messages.
Okay. And you said yes, we wanted to go paperless, and we want to save the $10 to make it $69.99. Do you have your routing number and banking number?
Yes. Do I still get the $5 auto pay deduction from the 69?
You're going to get four. Why would you? What? Why would? I haven't heard of the $5.
Oh, let me look at my email that I got from Mr. Gillis.
Okay.
It's right here. Here we go. It's funny. Maybe I just imagined. Oh, here it is. You will see the $5 discount on the price for the paperless billing. If you'd like to participate in the auto-pay discount of $5, please reach out to me so I can get you set up with that. That's why we are talking right now.
Okay. Then after you get this done, go ahead and email him, and I will and let him know that you're pre-registered so that he can do whatever he has to do on the back end. Okay?
I don't know about that.
He
says...
actually, you know what?
Later
what?
He said he was going to have somebody call me. One of our billing reps will contact you to get the routing account number and get you set up on auto pay. That's you and me talking right now.
Okay. And I'm going to say, I'm going to put a note in there that Mr. Gillis said that there was an additional $5 off. And what was the reason for the $5 off? Just auto pay?
Because of auto pay. Now,
does it mean, because I know that.
You mentioned the auto pay discount, but you seem to think it only applies if you go for 2 gig.
No, it is for the 1 gig and also the 500 megabytes. But I know that it's $10 for the checking and savings, and I know that it's a $5 discount if you use a credit card. Do you think that's what that's telling you?
It doesn't mention a credit card here.
But okay.
Auto pay, in my experience, often does, but I guess you're going to do it with deductions from my checking account.
Yes, I'm going to only take $69.99 instead of $79.99.
All right. Now, my question is, why wouldn't you make it $5 more or less, rather?
Actually, that's what I want to know. So after he says, you know, the auto pay, an additional $5, what else does it say after that so I can write it in the memo so that the supervisor can see it?
It just says, please reach out to me and I can get you set up with that.
Okay. No problem. I'm going to write that on there. I'm going to give you the 10 right now. Maybe there'll be another 5, but I'm going to put a note on there and star that email so that you have a copy of it. Okay, don't delete it.
Okay.
All right? All right. So I'm going to mark it that you're supposed to get an additional 5 per Mr. Gillis for doing auto thing. But go ahead and what do you have your routing number with you by chance?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Let's see here. The routing number, I guess, is the first set of numbers at the bottom of my check blanks.
I'm going to say yes.
All right. So it's 2219793 63.
Okay. And then the account number?
712-882-009.
Okay. And then this is your account, Dennis?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And Mr. Gillis. Sent emails. Pre-register. Email. Okay. Now, my other question, Dennis, is there anything that we need to know as a tech going in about underground wires, a septic, or parking?
Well, none that I know of.
Okay. And how about animals or anything? No worries?
Animals? No.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Perfect. Then I did put that note in there from the email from Mr. Gills, and you are all set.
All right. So I guess eventually I'll hear from you for about this appointment thing.
Yes, we will actually have a report come up, and we will go ahead and give you a shout-out saying, oh, we're ready to take orders, and then we can set up a date for installation. Okay?
Very good.
All right. Well, thank you very much. You have a wonderful day, and have a happy holiday.
Okay. Bye.